Hello, it's Monday, August 8th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 17. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archive. If you want to email us, please do so at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. And we have three folks with us. We have Keith.
Hello.
Phil.
Evening.
And Bob.
Hi.
On this fine night, we will be discussing what's new at Dream Station, advertising in SWAT 4, the Microsoft Meltdown 2005, video game death, Wacko Jacko vs. the ESRB, the PS3 pushback to 2007, Square Enix losing faith in the PlayStation 3, Sony licks Frosty Treat.
I can't wait.
China bans miners from gaming. Fact or crap? Our forum question? And I did it again, our mailbag.
Next topic.
This week in housekeeping, podcastalley.com, if you'd like to vote for us. Again, you can vote once a month. I would like to say thank you to everybody who voted for us at podcastawards.com. We did not win.
Surprise, surprise.
So thanks for voting. We played some Halo with Suds, Rebel Leader, and Master Chief. I want to thank those guys for trying to get me a little bit prepared for the upcoming Halo 2 game that we're going to play against the guys over at Gamertag Radio.
Probably yeah, you guys better practice hard because we rock. We're beat. And Teonzor.
Okay. Hexor.
Oh, I got
Pwn.
Yeah,
the guy's
so good, I'm going to own your from Canada with no internet access. That's how good I am.
Phil's going to get more kills than us, and he's not even going to be playing. Guys came over the house this weekend, and they played some Halo 2, and you know, I thought I was bad at Halo 2.
We had trouble looking around, let alone fighting anything.
You hear sentences like, let me get this straight, I have to use the joystick to aim?
We were really, really bad. And
PSP firmware 2.0 is happening Friday.
Next topic.
New at Dream Station. We have reviews up for the Xbox version of Advent Rising, the PC Act of War Direct Action, and the PlayStation 2 Ark the Lad End of Darkness.
Next topic.
SWAT 4 advertising. A couple weeks ago we mentioned that Massive Incorporated was a company that's going to be putting out streaming media ads into their games. Okay. In addition to Anarchy Online, SWAT 4, they put advertising in it. The guys over at NationalCheeseEporium.org.
Behold the power of cheese.
They ran a packet sniffer to see what was really going on during this game. The 1.1 patch for SWAT 4 enabled this streaming media. What happens is the fake ads that are in the games, posters, beverages, it's replaced with real-life ads such as Coke. So what happened was during the game, when you connect, you download new ad textures, you play the game. So those ads can change week to week, sucking up your bandwidth to get ads. Small or not, whatever, who cares. The real kicker is that when they're done, these guys found that the game uploaded information after you quit out of SWAT 4 that had information like the time that you spent playing the game, what time of day you were playing the game, the level information. They also show your angle of viewing and your time spent viewing the ads. All this stuff is tied to a player ID.
We now have spyware and video games.
So you pay for spyware apparently now.
Great.
This is the beginning of it, guys, so you have a lot more of this to look forward to. SWAT 4 was a decent game. This is going to pretty much kill it entirely for me. You may be able to find it on eBay. I have a good copy, real cheap for you.
Telling you, it's just going to become so commonplace that like all video games are going to come with it. Might as well just keep it, Chris, and get used to it.
I hope not, but I think you're right.
And it's going to be like movies where you got to wait 20 minutes before you can even play the game.
Next topic.
Microsoft Meltdown 2005. Over there in Seattle, they had a little PC kind of get-together. One of the major topics they discussed was they were addressing the decline of PC gaming. They said it was not declining. It's laziness and inaccurate reporting. 18% of all time spent on a PC is spent on gaming, says Microsoft. The next version of Microsoft Windows is going to be called Vista. I think we already mentioned this. They're going to make gaming a priority. You're going to have a games on your start menu right near where your My Documents was and your pictures and network and stuff was.
My game. I'm sorry, I never sat well with me. The whole, my documents, look, it's mine. It's my little folder. I have this big, mean computer, but this folder's mine. You idiot. It's like, oh, God. That's just a pet peeve. Sorry, continue.
They're getting rid of
Behold
mine.
Behold the power of cheese.
They're going to have kind of like console gaming, where you can slap a CD in, and you won't have to install anything. It'll just play it right off the CD, kind of like the consoles do.
No, that's not cool, because then you need a machine that's got at least a 3.6 gigahertz storage processor, 4 gigs of RAM.
Different game, you have to put a different CD in, which, is, well, I guess you kind of have to do that now, but not with all of them.
Instead of getting that, I have an idea. Just get a console.
Just don't worry. PC gaming isn't on a decline. One other thing that they're doing is they're going to have some sort of benchmark thing. They're going to call it WinSat. It's going to be built in, and what it will do is you can run it, and it will tell you what types of games that your system can run. The benchmarks will be...
I have another idea. Read the side of the box.
What they're going to do is the benchmarks are run, and when you install the game, can know when it's being installed what your system is capable of running, and it will choose those settings to be optimal. Sometimes games have an optimal setting and they're nowhere near. You got to totally go in and adjust it. Supposedly, this will allow it to more accurately pinpoint what you're trying to show on your system.
And does this have any black box thing going where they're giving information to other people and they're collecting information? And
they didn't say anything about that, so.
Well, if they got spyware in games, I don't see why they wouldn't add it to that as well.
Next topic.
Video game deaths.
Yay! More video game deaths.
Dude named Basketball Forward sent me a link. Sega has apparently either a theme park or they're sponsoring a theme park over in Tokyo. It's called the Joyopolis Amusement Park. Back on April 18th, they have a skydiver simulation ride. Guess where this is going?
I can't wait.
Kid in a wheelchair was riding the skydiver simulation ride, fell out, and died. Now, this past week, Sega admitted that the death could have been prevented had the Game Gear handheld sensor never been created. That's
what?
Game Gear?
I just wanted people to go like, huh? This death could have been avoided had they had better management and used the proper protocols. They said the problem was because they had an issue with the manual revision. They were using the incorrect version of the manual, so I could just see it like, oh, step 17 was left out where it says fasten the guy into the machine so he doesn't fall to his death. That was in Rev 2. What they actually found was that police investigated and they had 50 accidents since 1996. That's not that bad, except for the fact that they only have 26 rides at this amusement park.
Ooh. Oh, okay, the Joyopolis isn't so much filled with joy as not joy. They think it's a good idea to, like, hey, this dude's in a wheelchair. I bet you'd like skydiving.
The Joyopolis Amusement Park will be opening mid-August, so if you guys want to rush over to Tokyo and kept the fates,
I'm good.
Go for it.
Ride at your own risk.
Next topic.
Wacko Jacko versus the ESRB. Jack Thompson wants Take-Two and Rockstar to not release a new game that's coming out very soon here called Bully. It's a school game where you get picked on, you play pranks, you beat kids up, etc. It's supposed to come out in October. It's pre-selling in a lot of the stores like Walmart, GameStop, Best Buy, Toys R Us, whatever, whatever.
So Walmart will pull Grand Theft Auto off the shelves, but they'll put Bully on like it's okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He compares it to Columbine. He's saying that Take-Two may owe $500 million in a class action lawsuit if they go through with this. Again, this guy is that crazy lawyer from Florida who's trying to bully all these different game companies, but you're messing with EA. I think you're kind of crazy in the head. He's going after Vice City, which is, you know, the second in the series of the Grand Theft series. He's also going after Killer 7. What I've decided is that this guy's getting free publicity. From now on, I'm going to refer to him as Bumblefoot the Insignificant.
Nice.
Well, did anybody read a little email back and forth that he had with the guy from VG Cat? The comic he had the previous week was talking about the hot coffee mod, but it was just funny to read. He starts flaming this poor guy, and the creator showed, I thought, a lot of restraint in dealing with this human. But the long and short of it is, the creator kept emailing him back, and towards the end, the guy was like, look, I'm going to have you stop harassing me. The VG Cats guy is like, but you emailed me first. He's like, look, I'm warning you, stop harassing me now. And the dude is like, yeah, you know what? This dude's completely insane and has lost touch with reality. We should just stop listening to him altogether. He had initiated the whole thing and was trying to start conflict, and it was just a whole bunch of responses. It's kind of an interesting read.
I guess Bumblefoot is also getting death threats now, so when you piss off too many gamers that play violent video games and kill people, probably safe to assume that you're now marked, you know what I mean?
It's a lose-lose situation, I think, because either you're wrong and video games don't cause violence and you look like an idiot, or you're right and video games cause violence and now you got a bunch of homicidal lunatics coming after your head. So either way, you're really not going to come out of this smelling too good.
It's funny, he's not going after rap. They're too scary and mean looking. Dude, those guys are thugged out. No way. They've shot each other. That's been on the news. Tupac's dead. For God's sakes, I'm not getting messed up with that.
Next topic.
The PlayStation 3 may very well be pushed back until 2007. This is all rumor, and what they're saying is that they may drop the price of the PlayStation 2 down to $99 when the Xbox 360 is supposed to launch later this year. They would then have time to deal with the demand issues that the game found. I don't know if you guys remember, but the PS2, it was hard to get them because they didn't make enough of them.
Yeah, I remember when I was working at Toys R Us, people would call me to see if I could hide one for them.
They'll actually get time to make profit off of a $99 PlayStation 2. Apparently, the PlayStation 2 can now be manufactured for under $100. So if they can sell it for $100 USD, that's actually all profit to go against their bottom line of, what did we say last week, 170-something million lost in one quarter. Gabe Newell, the CEO of Valve, he had mentioned that it is very hard to code for next-gen consoles. Basically, you got to take all your existing code and throw it away because of the whole structure of the internals is entirely different, the way it thinks. So again, it may be to get more quality games that they're pushing this thing back because they're seeing, boy, these aren't really the big step up that we were expecting, especially for $500 or $600 or however much this Sony thing is going to cost.
And that's the thing. Microsoft only has like 2% of the market over there or something like that. Sony's going to lose their market in America, but does it really matter because they're still going to have the market in Japan?
They sleep in those crazy shoebox hotels over there.
Next topic.
Square Enix losing faith in the PlayStation 3. Currently, Square Enix has Sony exclusives like Ridge Racer and Final Fantasy series. President Yuichi Wada says that they want to branch out and allow more people to experience these franchises on next-gen systems. In English, that means they're not going to be PlayStation 3 exclusives.
Sweet!
You may be experiencing Ridge Racer, Final Fantasy, and whatever else these guys do, Kingdom Hearts, and all those other games I don't play.
You too get to experience the mind-numbing grinding of Final Fantasy Online. No more will it be sole property of PlayStation 3.
More money could be the reason that they're doing this. It could also be a dig at Sony that they don't trust the PlayStation 3 to sell as well as they're pimping. Now again, that's my take on it. Makes sense though.
That's not a bad take.
So fanboys, rejoice. My assumption is they're going to go with whoever's selling.
I like the old Final Fantasies and hopefully they'll go back to that kind of a format.
A little more freedom, a little less linear.
Yes, like actually let us make a guy for once.
Interactive movie. Again, fanboys, video game show at dreamstation.cc if you'd want to, we'll put our asbestos suits on and go to town.
Next topic.
Sony licks Frosty Treats. Frosty Treats is a huge ice cream vendor over here in the States. Their trucks say Frosty Treats on them, and they have a giant clown face. Well, guess what other game that Sony has an ice cream truck with a clown that says Frosty Treats on it?
You're kidding me.
That's a reach, man.
What happened was Frosty Treats sued Sony. Sony got the court win. This was happened previously, and just this past week, Frosty Treats made an appeal. Sony got the appeal win. So they're safe, they said, because Frosty Treats is a pretty generic term, and the clown image didn't really look like Sweet Tooth. It'd probably be hard to sell ice cream to children.
I was going to say, if that was what your truck looked like, you wouldn't be selling much ice cream.
You have a serial killer with his head on fire.
A lot of kids are just running around screaming in terror. Oh, dear God, no, it's coming. I hear the music.
Chocolate bomb, anyone? Next topic.
China bans minors from gaming. China decided to ban people.
China just ban minors because there's so many people? They're not allowed to breed over there?
That's true, too.
China bans minors.
China decided to ban people from under 18 from playing games in which you can kill other players. Basically, they call that PvP. And games such as World of Warcraft, Lineage, and all the other MMOs, you can have PvP. You can't play those if you're under 18. 16% of all internet users in China are under 18. That's over 16 million kids.
Lady I used to work with was from China, and she was an abandoned child. Basically, since you're only allowed to have one kid, if they didn't have a boy, they'd shove him in a dumpster somewhere. Oh, I know. Never had a child. I still have one that I can have to carry on the name they wanted, the boys.
In the business of creating vicious rumors, is it safe to say then that all of these abandoned children is where all these gold farmers come from?
Yes.
It's like Little Orphan Annie or Oliver Twist.
We will feed and clothe you. All you must do is produce 3,000 gold per week.
It's a hard fact, life.
In or not.
For us.
Anyway, speaking of China's Ministry of Culture,
segue.
They say online games that have PK content usually contain acts of violence and lead other players to spend too much time trying to increase the power of their characters. They are harmful to young people. Bumblefoot has connections, baby.
With communists. That should knock his argument down a little bit.
That's two rumors started in record time this week.
Bumblefoot Humongulus is a communist. You heard it here first.
Effective immediately, China is going to be requiring video game operators to develop systems to test this to make sure that minors don't play these games. They want them tied to their citizen ID card, for example. Sounds like Demolition Man or Blade Runner or something. Citizen ID card. That just sounds so ominous and bleak.
Doesn't it?
Next topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for Factor Crap.
Yay, more crap.
Yay.
I'm going to rattle three off.
Good.
One of them is crap. Two of them are fact. The Xbox will actually be a lot closer in the price to the PlayStation 3 than was first reported. Number two, Diablo 2 has been updated with a patch.
I almost went and looked, and I was like, really?
Don't look. Number three, Microsoft admits that Windows degrades over time.
Oh, this is hard. Dude, these are
good ones
this week, dude. Quick recap.
Number one. The Xbox will actually be a lot closer in the price to PlayStation 3. The number two is that Diablo 2 has been updated with a patch. Number three, Microsoft is actually admitting finally that the Windows degrades over time.
The third one, because Windows will not admit anything. There, that one's crap.
Okay. Key to saying that Diablo 2 being patched is crap?
No, I said they make Diablo, so therefore
yes,
number two is
one.
Crap.
Okay, which is what he said.
And Phil, are you going to pick one here?
I'm going to pick one, just as you said. If Microsoft said Xbox 360 was anywhere near what Sony's imagining, I think there'd be rioting and killing, and we would have heard about it.
The actual answer now is, Phil is correct. Xbox being closer to price to the PlayStation 3 is crap. Now, let's hit that one real quick.
Wow.
One of the things that was brought up, this is a rumor, if the price difference is more than $100, a lot of analysts are saying that the Xbox 360 could be seen as inferior, which in a sick and twisted way makes sense. The place I saw this was Inquirer.net, not the National Enquirer, the Inquirer.net. And I think that there's a certain amount of truth to that. It's usually you get what you pay for. I mean, when all of us go to the store, you usually buy towards the middle or the high end of the price range if you know that the things are close. Okay, the second one, Diablo 2 has been updated. Our favorite game of all time has the 1.11 patch.
I'll be damned. I thought they just, like, let it go for nothing. God, I want to go check now.
This just adds to the respect. You're updating a game that's, I mean, 1996?
Five or six or something. Go look.
I found it. Diablo 2 was released in June of 2000.
So this game is 5 years old, and they put a patch out.
Free, no PvP. Why would we want to play something like that? Fun.
You're absolutely right.
Phil,
good point. Microsoft admits that Windows degrades over time. Gabriel Owl, A-U-L, he is a program manager at Microsoft. He says that with Windows Vista, if you do the normal stuff being you do your Windows updates, you do your defrag once in a while, your Windows will run just as fast as the day you installed it 1 year later. So he didn't come out and say the words that WinRot exists, but he did say, hey, look, you know, we kind of know
the fact that they're pimping that as a feature should let you know that apparently other products do not hold the same characteristic.
And it's getting harder to do because that stuff comes pre-bundled. So even if you reload off the disks, well, now thank you, AOL and you have MSN Explorer and you have all this other garbage on there. And it's getting harder
to
become...
power of cheese!
It's getting harder to contact Blackbeard and his friends because now they have this Windows authentication thing that if you try and update your Windows with a pirated version of the Windows operating system, it will alert you unless you actually go to a website that will tell you how to get around it by copying a piece of code into Internet Explorer.
You mean the thing that they cracked a week and a half after they put out the authentication thing?
That's the same one.
Okay.
I love the Internet.
Beautiful.
Next topic.
The forum question this week, www.dreamstation.cc. Over to the left-hand side, you can go to the forums, go into the general forums. We post a poll weekly. Our poll last week, is there anything besides lowering the price that Sony can change to make you buy a PlayStation 3? Overwhelmingly, 72% of the folks that voted said not at all. 29% said yes.
I would just like if they'd stop trying to make it an inclusive media center. That's my biggest sticking point. Just make a decent console. I mean, granted,
preach
sure
on, brother.
Now, the Blu-ray DVD player, okay, an argument can be made. I'll give you that. I mean, honestly, the PlayStation 2 was a DVD player for many, many people didn't have DVD players. I was one of them.
Right
I
here,
used my
baby.
PlayStation as my DVD player. Keith as well. I mean, we don't need to spend $500, $600, $700 for a console, one controller, no memory card, no hard drive, none of that garbage.
Well, Chris, they already are cutting stuff. There's no longer router capability. There's no longer good graphic capability. There's no longer streaming video play capability. There's no longer affordability capability.
That's the best one. Major Possum says they could admit that they're lying about the PlayStation 3's computing power. Realistically, the PS3 is far overhyped because the PS2 was an amazing advance over the previous available systems. PS3 is just about even with the the Xbox. I agree with that. I mean, PlayStation 2 versus PlayStation 1, there's a huge amount of difference.
And by the way, Major Possum, sweet avatar. He's got a little screaming possum.
I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but Pwnstar. Pwnstar. I thought that was kind of cute. I just said cute. Sony has been in first place for two generations now, and it's starting to go to Ken Kutaragi's head. I'm a broke college kid and probably won't get one until it's $300. At this point, I don't think the Xbox One and a Half or the Rehasulation deserve to be first place either. That's making fun of the other next-gen systems, so. He's a bitter college kid, I think.
Yeah, I don't know any of those.
Who are 29.
Not so much kid as man, but whatever.
I'm a broke college man, and I won't get one until they're free. Walnut 100. Oh, he wants three more controllers and a TiVo, and he may consider paying $500 for it.
Yeah, come with all the controllers and TiVo. That'd be worthwhile.
And a memory card, even. What the heck?
Yeah, memory card. Throw that in there, too. Should come standard.
Garulus says, I hope that Ken Kutaragi is fired. I agree, but doubt it very much. Redeema, I honestly think that half of you, if not more than half, will go back on their word. You really think you're not going to buy one? If you see something like Grand Theft Auto and it's strictly PlayStation 3, as much as you guys say that you like the game, you will buy it.
No, I won't.
He's calling y'all out.
No, if it's that much money, I'm not buying one. Just on principle.
Psyched Psycho. If I did manage to get some extra cash, I would want it bundled with four controllers and a TiVo. Then they were talking about OS X. Gonna use OS X, whatever. For $600, they might as well put as much junk on it as they can, and it better use Blu-ray at that price. Next week's question. Would you be willing to pay $60 to $80 for an online game if they never charge you a subscription fee again? Basically, this is from Redeema. Discussing next week. Yes
I'm
or no?
$60
to $100.
Dude, I'd pay $120 if that was the case. I mean, that's if you're going to play the game for a year. If you're going to play a game for 6 months, you're making out. That was a good question, though. Go Redeema.
Next topic.
Let's jump into mailbag. I don't know why I always say it twice, but it's mailbag.
I don't know why you're always going to Bill Cosby impersonations.
I did want to say thank you to Gabriel De Leon. He sent me a link for the wah, 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 wah.
Sweet.
So, thank you. A band named Rising Convictions sent us some music to use for a theme song.
A ham song or a theme song?
A theme song. I asked. Brian from Rising Convictions sent me an email and said, hey, here's some music you can use as the intro and outro. Go for it. I'm going to pimp his site, risingconviction.com. I asked him, hey, can you maybe write us a ham sandwich theme song? So, I got to get back to him. We're going to see if we can, you know, work something out, because I just, quite frankly, don't have the time, or apparently the talent, to make a ham sandwich theme song. Thank you, Brian. So this week's music is going to be sponsored by what you have listened to already, and we'll listen to at the end of the show, is Rising Conviction. This one's from David. He says, sadly, your take on Australia was all too accurate, except you left out how crappy their broadband speed and price is. Some of us import games from CD WoW Hong Kong Division. They stock English versions of Xbox and PS2 games. It's cheaper, and you get a better range of games. He is not the only guy from Oz that sent me email saying that we were pretty dead on when we were talking about, you know, the fact that to be a gamer in Australia, you gotta be hardcore. This one's from Patrick. Dear Chris and all, to drop you a line about Australia, I am British, living in Sydney. As far as the cost of games, I think you are right. I just bought Battlefield 2 on PC, and it was $85 Australian, which is about $66 US. Now, I've seen it in the United States for as low as $40 recently, so, you know, it's
I bought it
not
for 40,
quite double, but it's
2 weeks
close.
Ago.
Well, it's probably less than that by now, then. I don't think this is restricted to Australia. I know games are expensive in the UK and most of Europe. I'd be interested to know, but can't be bothered to find out, what the numbers sold in Europe and Australia are compared to the United States. Are the numbers so much lower that the price must be raised to make for a decent profit? Or is it the United States will not tolerate the prices that they pay?
Well, we know it's not that, because you got people spending like $150 for a pair of shoes.
Raj Kumar, also from Australia. My internet speed is all right. I have broadband, but you're right about the overpriced games part. The games are $90 each. I don't know how much that is in USD.
Google Phil.
I'll check up the currency.
$90 Australian. I used to live in Malaysia, which is next to Singapore. He has 100. Basically, he's just saying that in Malaysia, piracy is rampant.
I got it. $90 is equivalent to 68.82 US dollars.
That's a lot, dude.
That's kind of a lot. $70?
I wouldn't buy Half-Life 2 for that reason.
This one's from Brett Wood, known as Suds Online. Brett says, good luck with your show per usual. It's been fun listening to you and your peeps. Keith definitely steals the show. Tell that fool I sent him a friend's invite after he was crying that no one sent him. Homeboy left me high and dry. So, Keith, check your friends list. People are complaining.
Yeah, I got friends again. Sweet.
I'm going to have to check that.
This one's from Dylan Cahill. Hi, guys. Love the show. Listen every week. I live in Australia. I think it has upsides and downsides. My cousins who live in America are currently visiting. I talked to them about the subject. Americans have a lot more freedom than Australians. You guys can have guns, paintball markers, etc. Australians cannot. On the upside, my cousins told me where they live near Milwaukee, there are a whole bunch of homicides every week. He also told me that people kill others for expensive items like iPods, to which his dad replied, they would kill them anyways. They just saw the iPod and they think that they would take it from the corpse, making it worthwhile.
Remember, like, Phil? 5-10 years ago when there was that guy that was that older guy that was killed in Lakewood? Two teenage boys killed him for like $2.50 or something like that. That's all they got off of him was like $2.50. So people are just stupid in general. It doesn't matter.
I got mugged and I had $26 in my pocket.
But you fought him off. Though.
Right,
tell
I did.
A story.
Okay, I was coming home from the bar, and I got a flat tire because some dude was a putz and cut me off, and I got a flat tire. So I pulled into the parking lot of the original mattress factory, and no one would know where it was, so I'm not even going to bother saying, and started changing the tire.
That's by my house.
Yes, it is. It's by Phil's house. And I saw a shadow on the car coming up to the side, so I, like, you know, I'm just finishing changing the tire, so I'm saying, I look up, and I'm like, nah, man, I got it, but thanks for the help. And as I say that, I got kicked in the face. So then, and when I hit the ground, there was another guy that came up around the other side of the car, and he was sitting there laughing, but I still had the tire iron in my hand. So I just whacked him in the knee with the tire iron and, you know, fully expected to get jumped upon and beaten, but no one hit me. So I then just took the tire iron and hit the guy just hitting the knee across the face with it and messed him up really bad. At which time then I did get kicked in the back of the head, but that was okay. So I just rolled over, planted both feet against the tire of the car and just sprung at the guy, tackled him, and just started wailing on his face. Then another dude came up and kicked me in the ribs in the back of the head, at which time I was pretty much done and out, but they decided not to pursue me anymore. They picked up their guy, which was now unconscious with a broken knee and face, and ran away. So they did eventually find him. The guy I hit with the tire iron, I broke his knee and messed his face all up, and the guy I tackled and was pummeling, I broke his nose and cheek and jaw. So there's my story.
Keith had minor bruises.
Nothing was broken. I just had bruises. My girth protects me.
Keith, if I ever said anything within the last 10 years to piss you off, I take it all back, honestly.
Oh, it's okay. I'm friendly. I'm no longer a bully. It's too much effort.
Because I got the phone call from my mom, and it was like, Keith got mugged. Oh, is he okay? Well, he's kind of messed up. But he got the guys, and they actually didn't, you know, kill him or take any of his money, so he fought him off. This one's from Sander Scamper. I'm an Aussie in Australia. I happen to live in the most isolated city in the world, which is Perth. Regarding games, we do have EB Games. Games that come out here in the last 6 months are $100 Australian, which sucks because they're like 3 months old already. It's like the retailers are begging, please pirate. If you pirate, you can get the games for free, and they can't get banned due to AO, and they're free. And you get it within 3 days of the release. As a tidbit, not exactly a death, I managed to lose feeling and control of my right pinky due to an accident where I pulled the CD game out and crushed it in pure frustration, burying a sharp sliver of plastic in my hand, and I still can't use that finger. By the way, the game is Medal of Honor. Equal sign P,
man.
That means, like, stick your tongue out and...
What game was that?
Medal of Honor? See, that's hardcore, man. When the emotions build up that high and you get a war wound because of it. What's that from? Read the war?
Sort of.
I want to know, how do you drink tea in Britain? If your pinky don't work, I suck. None of my jokes are funny.
God, you suck, dude. Seriously, you need to stop. I mean, I'm having kind of an off day, so I'm just kind of being quiet now. I got to respect that, but dude, seriously, no one to stop.
I'm like a tenacious aardvark and can't get the last ant.
Wow.
What that means.
Wow, like I said.
I guess this would be a good time to end the show then, eh?
Please. For the love of God. Before I bury a Medal of Honor shard in my head just to make it stop.
Next topic.
So this is the outro here. You have been listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. This was show number 13.
Show number 13.
Show 17. And please 13. Check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archive. Email. Well, thank you for that vote of confidence. If you have an email, videogameshow@DreamStation.cc, you can vote for us on PodcastAlley.com. Same time next week.
Late.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.